This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries in the larger ASEAN region. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. He said as India and Brunei celebrate the 40 years of diplomatic relations, he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassanal Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family to advance the historical relationship to new heights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the time has come to take the bilateral relations between India and Singapore to the next level. In an interview with the Singaporean English Daily ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said that relations between the two countries have been extremely strong over the past two decades. He said there's also the issue of closer collaboration between the two countries in a volatile and uncertain world beyond the bilateral ties. The minister added that in this regard, both countries must recognize that ours is a partnership based on a high degree of trust and understanding. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all educational institutions should create a safe environment for girls as they are an integral part of the country's development. She made these remarks at the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis University in Pune today. She also appreciated the university's efforts towards inclusive development with an emphasis on gender equality, noting that 8 of the 11 gold medalists were girls. In Tripura, a rift in the India bloc came to the fore today when the Congress legislators did not turn up to cast their vote for the Rajya Sabha election underway in the Legislative Assembly. BJP has filled its state unit chief Rajiv Bhattacharji, while Sudhan Das is a CPIM nominee. Talking to reporters, leader of the opposition in the Legislative Assembly and senior CPIM leader Jitendra Chaudhary criticized Congress for abstaining from the vote. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah and other ministers and legislators cast their votes. India has achieved 40th rank among 132 economies globally in the 2023 edition of the Global Innovation Index, GII, published by World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Niti Aayog said India is part of the group of countries that has climbed the GII rankings fastest over the last decade. As per the report, India has also been making most headway in innovation over the last decade. More than 52 crore seedlings have been planted so far under the tree plantation campaign Ek Per Ma Ke Naam. In a social media post, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav said another milestone achieved in the tree plantation Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the campaign. Mr. Modi called upon everyone to plant a tree to pay tributes to their mothers. In Haryana, at least 8 people were killed while 9 others injured after a truck hit a stationary vehicle carrying devotees in Jind district. The accident took place past midnight on Hisar-Chandigarh National Highway near Narwana. Upon receiving information about the accident, the Narwana police reached the spot and the injured were taken to the civil hospital. Patients in critical condition were then referred to Agroha PGI. A case has been registered in connection with the incident, police said. In Telangana, rains continue to lash some parts even as there has been a let-up in the rains in the rest of the state. However, people are facing hardships in the flood-affected areas like in Khammam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet districts. NDRF teams and state disaster response teams are engaged in relief activities. The government has opened 110 relief camps and more than 4,000 people have been shifted in these camps. In US Open, ace Indian tennis player Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiyadi entered the semifinals of the mixed doubles. The 8-seeded Indian-Indonesian pair secured a 7-6, 2-6, 10-7 victory over the 4th-seeded duo of Matthew Abdon and Barbara Krejcikova in a quarterfinal that lasted 1 hour and 33 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.